This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Did God inspire that fact to Mirza that Jesus is alive in the heavens and will return before the end times? Jesus, the son of Mary. If God did inspire Barahini Ahmadiyya, and if God did inspire that particular information to Mirza, then why did God change his mind?
Allah never said Isa alayhi salam is alive ever. In his own books, he says, I never said this based on ilham. This is normal. This was his own view. Now, Adnan Rashid said, this means God's changing his mind. It's absurd that someone who believes in abrogation of the Quran is raising such an allegation. He believes Allah does change his mind.
Mirza said, Jesus will return. He's alive in the heavens and he will return. So Qadianis are stuck in a quagmire. They cannot get out of this.
According to the Quran, an authentic hadith and ijma of Sahaba, Hazrat Isa alayhi has died and will never return. I presented this ayah last time to Adnan Phil to respond. In the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says about Hazrat Isa alayhi, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will say to Isa alayhi, A'anta kulta linnas ittakhidhuni wa ummiya ilahaini min dunillah, that did you say to the people worship you and your mother as gods besides Allah? Hazrat Isa alayhi makes it clear that I did not tell them illa ma amartani bihi anibudullah rabbi wa rabbakum. I only told them worship Allah alone. Wa kuntu alayhim shahida ma dumtu fihim. And I was a witness over them as long as I remained among them. Fa lamma tawaffaytani kunta anta raqib alayhim. After you caused me to die, only you know what happened. This ayah Hazrat Isa alayhi salam on Qiyamah makes it clear that the shirk of the Christians began after my death, not while I was alive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Bukhari Kitab al-Tafsir under Surah Al-Ma'idah explains that tawaffaytani here is death. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mautiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Tawaffa is only the taking of soul. This is happening on Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it clear that it's death. Number two, in the same Quran, Allah says, Inni mutawafika wa rafiuka ilayya. Hazrat Muhammad was revealed the Quran. It says, O Isa, I will cause you to die, then do your rafa. According to the Quran, these are four promises Allah is making. The first promise is mutawafika. The second and third are rafiuka wa mutahiruka. Adnan accepts the latter three. Why does he not accept the first promise given in the promises of Allah? In Sahih al Bukhari, Kitab al Tafsir, the qawl of Nabi is clear that the tawafa of Isa is death. Ibn Abbas, from the most authentic chain, said mutawafika mumituka. So the death of Isa alayhi salam is clear. Allah says in the Quran, the shirk of the Nasara began after the death of Isa alayhi salam, not while he was alive. This is a muhkam ayah of the Quran. Adnan has to respond to this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. Razi was thinking, I'm going to run away from this topic, I'm going to shiver, and I'm going to have a fever, and then I'm going to have some anti-fever and antiviral tablets, and I'm going to say, none of that, okay? I have so much on this, he will be buried alive from his own Mirza. Mirza in Barahini Ahmadiyya, he writes that Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens and he will return before the end of times. Mirza wrote this in his book, Barahini Ahmadiyya. And Mirza states about Barahini Ahmadiyya that this book is God inspired. God inspired me to write this book. Allahu Akbar. Think about it. Mirza is writing the correct Sunni view in his book, Barahini Ahmadiyya. And then he also claims that God inspired this book and every single word of this book is protected by God. And if that's the case, did God inspire that fact to Mirza that Jesus is alive in the heavens and will return before the end times? Jesus, the son of Mary. If God did inspire Barahini Ahmadiyya, and if God did inspire that particular information to Mirza, then why did God change his mind? God cannot change historic facts having described them. It's like God saying in the Quran that Musa alayhi salam was dealing with Fir'aun, and then later on in the same Quran or in the hadith, we are told Musa was actually dealing with the Nimrod, okay, or the Persian king, okay? That's not a God you can believe in, because clearly this is not God. Because God tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran walau kana min 'indi ghayrillah lawajadu fihi ikhtilafan kathira. That do you not ponder upon the Quran? If this was from any other source than Allah, you would have found ikhtilafan kathira, a lot of discrepancies and contradictions. So Mirza claims God inspired this information to him, and then later on, same God contradicts this information by telling Mirza, hold on a second, you know what, I made a mistake. Actually, Jesus did die, and he died in Kashmir, and you're the promised Messiah.
15 extra seconds.
So respond to my points, don't play games.
Why are you cutting off? Restart the time. He has this habit. So the first point is, Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam nowhere said that all of Brahini Ahmadiyya is wahi. He makes it clear from the start that Brahini Ahmadiyya, I wrote this as that was the general view of the Muslims. Allah never said Isa al-Asim is alive ever. In his own books, he says, I never said this based on ilham. This is normal. This was his own view. Now Adnan Rashid said this means God's changing his mind. It's absurd that someone who believes in abrogation of the Quran is raising such an allegation. He believes Allah does change his mind. Number one. Number two, Albani said, Daluna anil haq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when Allah said, wa wajadaka dalan fahada, it means Nabi Sism was Daluna anil haq. He was misguided. We say this is blasphemy, and the kufr of fatwa is on such people. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Look at what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, La tufadiluni ala Musa, La tukhayiruni ala Yunus bin Matta. Then he said, Ana khatmun nabin, and I'm the master of the children of Adam on the day of judgment. Does this mean Allah changes view about Nabi Sism? Of course not. It says in the Quran, Wa ma yantiku anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Then we have Nabi Sism, he was praying for Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul after he died. Allah said, even if you pray 70 times, you won't forgive him. Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Allah's Rasul, Allah stopped you. Nabi Sism kept praying. Then Allah said, do not ever pray for them. This was his own view of that ayah. Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam gave that interpretation there. This was his own view. Allah corrected him like he corrected Nabi Sism over here. Nabi Sism, for so many years, prayed towards Baitul Maqdis. Was that from Allah that prayed towards Baitul Maqdis? He has to show from the Quran. It's nowhere there. The Kaaba was what Allah instructed to. Till the wahi doesn't come, the Anbiya follow the general way. This is in Bukhari and many other books that Nabi said, I followed Bani Israel in much of what they said. This was the view of the ulama, and this was a prophecy. Allah the Almighty corrected Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam. Now, the verse I quoted, he never answered it. The shirk began after Isa alayhi salam died, and I gave the meaning of Tawafaitani from Sahih al-Bukhari. He'll run marathons around the Quran. You took 15 extra seconds, so why are you cutting me off again? My point is, I'm quoting Quran and Hadith. He's running to Brahini Ambiya, in which I give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's examples as well, where he said something, then Allah corrected him. Even Azab-e Qabr, he said, we're not going to be punished. Then the wahi came that you will be punished. Give him 10 extra seconds.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Mirza in Aina Kamalat Islam, page 847 states, پھر یہ کتاب براہین احمدیہ نصرت دین کے جذبہ سے لکھوائی گئی تھی. Okay. Then Mirza goes on to say, اشتہار ملحقہ سرمائے چشم آریا سرمائے چشم آریا صفحہ 3. Okay. Page 3, he states, کتاب براہین احمدیہ کو خدا تعالیٰ کی طرف سے مؤلف نے ملہم اور معمور ہو کر بغرض اصلاح و تجدید دین تالیف کیا ہے. That the author has written this book after ilham from Allah. Allah has made him mulhim from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And mamur. Mamur is that he's been appointed by Allah. First, there are two words here. Mulhim and mamur. Mulhim is ilham. Ilham, which is revelation to the Qadianis. That Allah sent down revelation upon Mirza to write this book. Okay. And then he's ma'mur as well, that he's appointed by God to do this. Okay. Then on top of that, it says in Ruhani Khazain, volume 1, page 673, Mirza says, so ab is kitab ka mutawalli or muhtimim. Now God, basically, now the protector and the organizer of this book, zahiran o batinan. Apparently, and zahir and batin, apparent and hidden, meaning Hazrat Rabbul Alameen hai. God is the apparent and hidden protector of this book. This is Brahini Ahmadiyya. And in this book, Mirza said, Jesus will return. He's alive in the heavens and he will return. So Qadianis, they are stuck in a quagmire. They cannot get out of this because the book was inspired by God. And if that's true,
time's up.
Okay, and all the things, okay. I'm going to take some extra seconds, you can take some. And all the evidence he presented was from the Nasikh and Mansukh. God does not reveal a historic fact and then contradict it. That's not from the Nasikh and Mansukh. That's a contradiction. That's a mistake. That's a lie. He cannot say 1 plus 1 equals 2 and then he says later on 1 plus 1 equals 3. That doesn't make sense. That's not God Almighty. What the examples he's given are giving are correcting mistakes and errors and Nasikh and Mansukh, not changing a historic fact.
Okay,
he tells you Alexander lived in the 4th century BC and then God reveals again. No. Actually, he lived in the 7th century BC. Now, this is not from the Nasikh and Mansukh and correcting mistakes. Okay. This is a historical error which God cannot do.
Okay, yeah. So he took 2:50.
50, okay.
Let's start. So I'll start where he ended. He said Nasikh Mansukh isn't about historical things. He didn't answer any examples I gave of Nabi says, I'm saying, you know, do not give me superiority, the example of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and whatnot. Hazrat Ahmed never said Isa is alive, was revealed by Allah. On in Izala Oham, he makes it clear that Ispe Ilhami Fasa kuch nahi hua Ibrahim. He never said every single word in Ibrahim is Ilham. Yes, he said he's Mamur. So I ask Adnan a question.
Mulhim.
Why are you cutting me off?
No,
Mamur and Mulhim. Yes.
Mulhim.
Mamur and Mulhim. Yeah. When Ibrahim alayhissalam was preaching to his idol, to the disbelievers in his time, was he Mulhim or no?
Continue, I'll respond.
He was Mamur and he was Mulhim. His Sanaullah Amritsari says that when Ibrahim alayhissalam was saying Hadha Rabbi, that was actually him saying Hadha Rabbi. According to his belief, these Ambiya did Shirk al Akbar. Na'udhu Billah min Zalik. Hazrat Tahmid alayhissalam never said this was Wahi Ilham ever regarding Isa alayhissalam being alive. Second thing, he believes that Adam alayhissalam did Shirk. It's in Kitab al Tawheed of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab that he had a son, he named him something and did Shirk. So his belief is Anbiya even did shirk before they were appointed. And the Salafi books are clear on this. Then he said that, you know, historic facts. Look, Nabi SAW, he was Ma'mur, he was Mulhim. Did he stop the Sahaba from drinking? No, he didn't. Did he stop them from mutta? No, he didn't. Only when the wahi came, he corrected. Does this mean Allah originally taught Nabi SAW that you should teach them to drink and na'udhu billah have mutta, na'udhu billah? Of course not. There was no hukam that came here. It wasn't based on ilham or wahi, even though wama yantiku anil hawa. Do you say that Nabi SAW was teaching the sahaba to drink because he didn't stop them? When the wahi comes, the Nabi makes it clear. Same with this belief of hayat, he said it was not from wahi or ilham. Never did Hazrat Ahmad claim that. On the same page, he only mentioned one of his ilham. He says, I am called Masih. That was the ilham in Ibrahim. That's what he says was wahi. We affirm that. He says, Allah told me I'm Mathil Masih. As for Hayat Masih, he never ever said that this is based on ilham. I gave you example of Quran being revealed to Nabi Sassam. While Quran was being revealed to him, Nabi Sassam was still praying to Baitul Maqdis. No wahi came about that. Allah never said in the Quran that Sahaba should be drinking. But because the wahi didn't come here, he didn't forbid it. This doesn't mean, oh, when someone is mulhim or ma'mur, they cannot make mistakes. This is clear in Nabi Sassam's life that when the command come, then he stopped them. Because he would follow Bani Israel in some things. When the command came, he would switch as you. Same happened with Azab-e Qabr. Someone said, there's no Azab-e Qabr will be on Muslims. Nabi Sassam said, no, it's on you. Then wahi came that no, Muslims will also face Azab-e Qabr. So while being a mulhim, if you make a mistake, this is normal. Nuh alayhissalam was building his boat for 80 years. And then when his son drowned, then he was corrected that your son will be, your son is in a family.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I told Razi not to start this topic. And now Razi is paying the price. Okay. Because he doesn't know what to do. Okay. Because his own prophet wrote in a book which Mirza claimed is from Ilham. When Mirza said that God appointed him to write this book and made him Mulhim, Ilham, he gave him revelation to write this book and this book is revealed. Okay, that means the book is from Allah. And the examples, why is that? If that's not the case, why is he giving all those examples of Nasikh and Mansukh? Why is he giving those examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing the hukam of forbidding wine gradually? That example does not apply. Guess what? Because none of these examples give us something where Allah revealed a fact of history and then contradicted it later. No, actually, you know, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. The question is, and I keep saying, not everything was from Ilham in Barahin-e Ahmadiyya. So you're disowning parts of it, huh? You're disowning parts of the book now. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah says in the Quran, are you going to accept part of the book and reject the other? This is what munafiqs do. This is what hypocrites do. Now you're disowning part of his book. You know why? Because it bites you. You wanted that topic? Here is that topic. Okay? What does Mirza say about this book? In Barahin-e Ahmadiyya, page 136, Mirza himself writes, Ye kitab muhimmat-e diniya ke tahreer karne mein naqisul bayan nahi. This book, in describing, explaining the important aspects of our religion, is not lacking. Balki wo tamam sadaqatein, rather all those truths ki jin par asool ilm-e-deen ke mushtamil hain, all those important facts and truths upon which our religion is standing.
Time's up.
The principles. Okay, I'm going to take some extra time. Aur wo tamam haqaiq and all those facts. حقائق عالیہ کے جن کی حیثیت اجتماعی کا نام اسلام ہے. All those facts that are called Islam, وہ سب اس میں مکتوب ہیں. All, repeatedly saying all, مکتوب ہے اور مرکوم ہے. And have been transcribed in it. So he's saying, Mirza saying, everything in this book is from the important things of deen. Okay, these are all the truths and these are all the facts. All. That includes the fact that Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens and he will come down at the end of times. So Mirza is owning all of it. Razi is throwing most of it. He's saying, no. All of it not was inspired. Parts of the book were inspired. Other parts were not inspired because Allah contradicted those parts later on. A'udhu billah. Okay, over to you.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yalla, go.
Okay, firstly, he said that Hazrat Tahir alayhi salam was mulhim and ma'mur, and I explained that he alayhi salam never claimed this aspect was from wahi. On that same page, he says, Allah told me I'm mathili masih. That was the wahi of Allah, not that Isa alayhi salam is alive. Never did Hazrat Tahir alayhi salam claim Allah told him Isa alayhi salam is alive. Adnan's claim is that anything a prophet does while he's ma'mur and mulhim is from Allah. Then according to him, Nabi Sism was told by Allah to allow alcohol. Nabi Sism was told by Allah to let Sahaba be and do mutta. Na'udhu billah min zalik. According to Adnan Rashid, Nabi Sism taught all these things because he was ma'mur and mulhim min Allah at that time. When Nabi Sism in Bukhari, why are you cutting me off? Stop time. 10 extra seconds. Are you done cutting me off?
Okay, 20 extra seconds. Go on.
Then Nabi says, when the first wahi came, he said, Khashitu Allah nafsi. I fear for myself. His own Mufassirin write that this was because Nabi says, felt that perhaps this might be a satanic influence. That was also wahi and ilham from Allah because he was already ma'mur. Not only that, I give him the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qadha Rabbi, his Mufassirin believe he actually worshipped the star and sun. So he was a mushrik, na'udhu billah min zalik. He has to believe that was taught by Allah because wa ma yantiku anil hawa is for every Nabi, they do not speak their own deen. Ibrahim alayhi salam was already mulhim and he was already ma'mur. Then also the concept of Abdul Wahab, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab in Kitab al-Tawheed mentions that Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Allah and named his son something and did shirk with Allah. According to Adnan Rashid, Adam did that while being mulhim. Nuh alayhi salam building his boat, telling the people that Allah will protect my son and family, while being mulhim, he misinterpreted that wahi. According to Adnan, Allah told Nuh alayhi salam, your son will survive. He ended up drowning. This is the quagmire Adnan has put your entire firqa in. According to him, whenever a Nabi says something while he's ma'mur or mulhim, then it's from Allah the Almighty. This is blasphemous. He threw all the ulama under the bus. Afsos. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Today he threw all the anbiya under the bus. That while mulhim and ma'mur, if they made a mistake, it's from Allah Almighty himself. So what do we say about such a belief? I am free of it. Notice how I brought Quran. I brought Sahih Bukhari. He will not dare discuss Quran with me. He's thrown the Quran behind his back. He's Muslim by name. Khud nahi badalte Quran ko badal dete hain. That is Adnan Rashid. He cannot answer any of this. His claim that to say you're mulhim and ma'mur, everything is from Allah, he threw Rasulullah under the bus. Na'udhu billah min zalik. This is his condition. To attack Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam, he threw Khatamun Nabiyin away. That you know when Sahaba early on did some things which Allah forbid gradually. All of that is from Allah because Rasulullah was Mamur. Do you Muslims believe this? If not, why do you take him for a scholar? This is blasphemous. I'm sorry, but I'm shocked that he brought this Muqaddimah for. He believes, Nabi Sallam believed his, but he was all Satan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Razi is doing this to himself. He brought this upon himself. Okay, don't blame me, guys. I didn't want to discuss this topic, but Razi brought this upon himself. He now give examples. Did Allah command look, first of all, the examples he's giving of wine and muta, and why did the Prophet allow that? The Prophet did not allow that. This was already going on, and Allah revealed his hurma. Okay, the Prophet did not have ilmul ghaib. We don't believe the Prophet ﷺ had his own intrinsic knowledge. Allah revealed upon him, but Allah never contradicted it, is the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal a historic fact and then change it. Allah didn't say Dhulkarnain lived 1000 BC and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals another verse saying Dhulkarnain lived 500 BC. This would be a contradiction in the Quran mathematically, and this would render the Quran a lie. Just like the Bible has mathematical contradictions. Why do we say to the Christians the Bible is changed and it's corrupted? Because it has mathematical contradictions. In one place it says one thing and in another place it contradicts itself mathematically. We are talking about Mirza contradicting himself, having stated that Isa from Ilham. Now he keeps mentioning, and I read a quote again from the Mirza, that every single thing in this book, all truth is there, all facts are there, all important things in the deen are there. I quoted from Mirza. He doesn't want to address it. He landed himself into this, and now he's enjoying it. I'm sure he's enjoying it. Okay, so Mirza is the person you need to deal with. Before you come to us, Wafatul Masih, Wafatul, you need to go and deal with Mirza first. What the hell is he doing to you guys? First he tells us, from Ilham, he says, Allah made me mulhim and ma'mur. Allah made me someone who receives revelation on this book, very book. Actually, he's talking about this very book. Okay, he's not even talking about this, his larger collection of writings. He's saying this very book came from Ilham and it has all the important facts, all the important ahkam of Islam in there. Okay, so not knowing his son, Nuh alayhi salam, not saying his son. Nuh alayhi salam did not have revelation. Ilham doesn't mean that everything is told to them, sent down to them in one package. No, they receive revelation from time. Mirza received revelation. There's a difference. Nuh not knowing that his son is a kafir is a different thing because Allah never told him that, right? Allah never told him that. But Mirza was told that Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens and he will come down near the end of times. But then Mirza goes on later on, says, no, actually, you know what?
Okay,
that was a mistake. That was wrong.
Okay, yeah. Adnami, before I start my time, you just said Hazrat Ahmed was told Isa alayhi salam is alive. Say it on oath right now. I'll give you the Quran. Do you want the Quran?
I'll read it right now. Hey.
Where he said, Allah
why
told
do you
me
want oath? Yeah, I'm going to read it now.
That Allah told me Isa alayhi salam is alive.
Ye ayat jismani aur siyasat mulki ke taur par Hazrat Masih ke haq mein پیشن گوئی ہے جس غلبہ کاملہ دین اسلام کا وعدہ دیا گیا ہے وہ غلبہ مسیح کے ذریعے سے ظہور میں آئے گا اور جب حضرت مسیح علیہ السلام دوبارہ اس دنیا میں تشریف لائیں گے تو ان کے ہاتھ سے دین اسلام جمیع افاق اور اقطار میں پھیل جائے گا do you understand my claim?
I understand your claim. Okay, let me
start.
Two
minutes
start my
and
time.
I'm going to talk start in my own time.
How much time
I just read from Mirza. Okay. Mirza saying that Masih al-Islam will come back. He's not saying I will come back. He's saying Masih al-Islam will come back. Where will he come back from? And he will do exactly what we say he will do. So you know these guys, they come and tell us you believe in a barbaric Messiah. He'll come and mess. That's what he's saying. Mirza saying
that. I'll explain that. Do you allow this round?
This is the fifth round.
Yes. So he's starting the fifth round.
Fifth round.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fifth and sixth, seventh and seventh.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure you want to continue?
Yes, of course.
You're enjoying it.
You're being buried mentally and spiritually.
Buried. So please come and Adnan, can you put me out? He's burying me.
Yeah.
It's the fifth round.
Okay. So firstly, he lied against Hazrat Ahmed. He said that Allah told me Isa is alive. He pulled up Brahim Ambiya. Nothing like that is mentioned.
Mulhim.
You're cutting off again. Restart the time. This
restart
is
the time, but I'm saying he was mulhim.
Okay, I'm going to adjust that.
And
now.
I read the
I'm
quote.
I'm going to adjust yeah. that. Start the time. So yeah. you don't need but to cut off. I know
where,
it's hard.
Where was the ilham
I know
from?
You're upset. I know you're yeah. upset. You're being buried, but don't cut me off.
Upset,
start
man.
The time. Start
where was the ilham
time.
Coming
start
from? Shaitan or Allah?
Start the time. You're some Allah.
Come on.
Stop. Okay.
But he's
don't cut me off.
He thinks people are idiots.
I know
he thinks people are fools.
Why do you have to cut me off? Thora aur bolne. Bolne de. Aur bolne.
Yeah, acha main bolta hu. Main keh raha hu ki Mirza keh raha hai ki main mulhim aur mamur hu. I am appointed by God and I am inspired to write this book. And this book contains all the truth, all the facts and all the important ahkam of the deen. And then Mirza Singh, Isa alayhi salam will come back and he will spread the deen in the world just like we the Sunnis believe. But they come back and say to us, you guys believe in a barbaric Messiah who will come and kill and massacre and do this and that. But Mirza wrote that from Ilham.
Are you done?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Is this
yes.
enough time for you to not cut me off?
No, yeah.
Or will you cut me off?
You asked me to speak.
No,
sir.
But are you going to let me speak now?
Of course.
Okay, Jazakallah, please don't cut me off.
Let's have civilized
okay?
conversation.
Okay. Of course, we're civilized. Okay. Look, I have nothing
just
but sympathy
don't cut
and compassion
me off.
For this
I do
guy.
Too. So
we get passionate. We
okay,
get passionate.
Look, let me speak now.
Guys, so, by the way, don't get it wrong. Our passion doesn't mean we hate each other, okay? All the Ahmadis, Qadianis, and Muslims, and Sunnis, and all people, just know this is nothing hateful. We have nothing but respect and compassion with each
okay,
other.
So just, this is, okay.
These are very charged topics.
The point is, Adnan Rashid lied. He said, Hazrat Ahmad Alayhi has written that Allah told me Isa Alayhi is alive in the skies with his body. Qiyamah can come, but he can never bring that reference. Then he said, oh, I never said that. It's on record now. I know you lie and then forget, but it's all on record. You said he wrote his mulhim and mamur. We accept. This is why I asked you some questions. When Ibrahim Alayhi said, Hada Rabbi, was he mamur? Was he mulhim? Yes or no? When Nabi Sassam, a Nabi Shan is, he doesn't let his Sahaba do anything wrong. When Nabi Sassam, some Sahaba drank, was Nabi Sassam mulhim and mamur or no? The point is, he was under divine revelation and he didn't stop them. This shows some things are revealed gradually. It doesn't mean Allah revealed to Nabi Sassam that sharab is allowed, even though وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَهْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Not only this, I gave him the example of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam naming his son something and doing shirk according to his Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. He was mulhim and mamur, he still did it. His belief is, while being mulhim and mamur, they did shirk. So he needs to answer these questions. And then he said, Allah changed his mind. Allah never told Hazrat Ahmad, Isa alayhi is alive. On the same page, Allah told him, you're Mathil Masih. That was the ilham, not that Isa alayhi is alive. He said, Nuh alayhi wasn't receiving revelation. This is a lie on Quran now. First he threw the Anbiya under the bus, then his ulama, now the Quran is gone too. It says in the Quran that Allah told Nuh alayhi salam that I will protect you and your family. While he was mulhim and mamur, he still believed his son will be protected. Was that shaitani ilham? His logic says yes, Nuh alayhi salam was getting shaitani ilham. And these are all distractions just to make you turn away from Quran, because he can't believe the Quran. I gave a verse in the start. How much time did Adnan Bey quote the Quran? Zero. He says, we do it with the Quran. They have nothing to do with the Quran. I'm here in Imam Bukhari Center. He threw Imam Bukhari away as well. I give Tawaf faith in the meaning from Rasulullah in Bukhari authentic Sanad. He didn't dare open it in Imam Bukhari Center. He's throwing away Imam Bukhari. Rahmullah.
Start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They spin the Quran. They put a meaning to the Quran that is not there. In fact, their own prophet, Mirza, said, a fly can die using the word moth, and if you put it under salt, it'll come back to life. Literally, wallahi, I'm quoting the words. And when they were hit by this fact that this is actually hibernation, that is not death, they started to play games with the word moth, and they said, moth here means actually sleep. Moth means sleep. So moth, which only means death, can mean sleep, and tawaffa, which can also mean a number of other things, only means death when it comes to Jesus in the Quran. So that's your Quran. And your understanding. Your understanding is batil. It is based upon a lie. And it is following a liar like Mirza. And why am I saying Mirza is a liar? Why am I saying? Because Mirza, he's saying, from ilham, Allah revealed to me. And Allah inspired me to write this book. And all of this book is factual, truthful, and all the important. Muhimmat-e-deen. He said, Muhimmat-e-deen, all the important things of religion are there. All. Tamam, okay? All. All means all. If that means all, this guy's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. And now he's playing games. He's not doing this, and he's doing the Prophet believed this, and the Prophet did shirk. All of these are red herrings and all distractions, deliberately taking people away from the actual topic. Mirza himself wrote in Barahin Ahmadiyya, Isa alayhi salam is coming back. From where? Masih alayhi salam. Which Masih is he talking about? Himself coming back from where? This is Isa alayhi salam coming back near the end of times. And he explains what is he going to do. He's going to do exactly what we believe in. But then later on, when he decided that he wants to be the Messiah, he has to kill the real Messiah. Real Messiah has to die. Jesus has to die. So he kills Jesus Christ. He kills him to resurrect himself as the Messiah. And then he says, no, God, Allah changed his mind. Actually, he inspired me, but now he changed his mind. And he's telling
time's
me,
up.
After Jesus died, and you're the Messiah.
Time's up. Yeah. Okay, so is this sixth turn or seventh
turn? This is the last one.
Last one, I'm proceeding.
And then I'm coming.
Okay.
What are you going to do now?
So again, Adnan Rashid lied. He started with saying, Hazrat Ahmed used Mot Majazi. In his own books, he explains that Yam
Mot Majazi.
You're cutting me off again. Start again. This is his habit. He knows he's being buried mentally, spiritually, and academically, which is why he has to do this.
Do I cut him off, brother?
You're
a social guy. You know,
I don't ever cut you off.
Sorry, Razi, I apologize.
It doesn't bother me.
Last 2 minutes. Mot Majazi, remember everyone.
So Hazrat Ahmad Al-Aslam explains that this is a Mot Hakiki for the fly, so he lied against Hazrat Ahmad Al-Aslam again. Then he says that Hazrat Ahmad Al-Aslam says all Zururiyat Deen. On that same page, he says, Allah told me, I'm Mathili Masih. In Huwa Illa Wahyu Yuha includes everything as well. This is their own Aqidah as well. When Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was Ma'mur min Allah, he prophesied his family will be saved. While he was Ma'mur, his son drowned. He found out after his son drowned. Some of his ulama say 80 years after. According to him, who was revealing that? This is his logic. It was Shaitan according to Adnan Rashid. I say it was Allah, but Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam wasn't directly told his son would be saved. Allah just said family, and he meant spiritual family. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he still didn't address it. Hadha Rabbi, he was ma'mur min Allah, and he was saying Hadha Rabbi to the star and said, we don't believe he did shirk. This is not our belief. I'm giving him ilzami jawab. What Sanaullah Amritsari wrote in Tafsir Sana'i. So this is another mistake of his. He believes that while Nabi is ma'mur, he is doing shirk as well. Shirk-e Akbar. He doesn't even know who Allah is. Then his other Mujaddid Albani, he says, Daluna anil haq. Nabi says him is dal, nauzubillah, in the sense of misguided, but it's fine, the wahi hadn't come yet. He believes while they're ma'mur, they can believe shaitanic wahi is coming as well. His books are full of it. Bin Baz wrote it as well. So this is his belief that who's ma'mur, he's getting satanic wahi, he's being trolled about his son, that he'll be saved. This is not how prophethood works. Allah never told Hazrat Ahmad ever that Isa is alive. The first wahi regarding life for death said he is dead and he is not coming back. He also tried to say that it says all in huwa illa wahyun yuha, all is wahi. It doesn't mean that these ijtihadi ears, Allah told Nabi Sism that, you know, this is gonna happen in Hudaybiyah, still go. Doesn't mean that. So this is a lie of Adnan. He believes Ibrahim was mulhim mamur. While doing that, he was still doing shirk. Na'udhubillah. Alcohol, he gave many examples, he didn't address. While ma'mur min Allah, he was ma'mur. Nabi Sism still didn't stop them. So him, according to him, Allah was teaching Nabi Sism to teach.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, last 2 minutes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ijtihadi error. Did you hear that? Ijtihadi error. So Mirza made an ijtihadi error saying that Jesus will come back and he will do X, Y, and Z. How can that be an ijtihadi error? Ijtihad is a discretionary ruling. It's my turn. Don't do that. I'm responding to your point. You just raised the point. 20 seconds extra. Restart.
I'm just saying, because to me he said a rule.
Listen.
So now he's contradicting his rule. But anyhow,
Razi, be patient. Be patient. You raised it. You landed yourself into this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Alhamdulillah.
Start again. So it's the ijtihadi error cannot be applied when a revelation has already come. And Mirza is speaking from Ilham that Isa alayhi salam is coming back to do all those things I mentioned. I read the quote. That means this is Ilham and all of it is Ilham, because Mirza said all of this is true. All of these are haqaiq, okay, truth, factual. And also, this is very, very clear that Razi is playing games. He's raising questions about other prophets. You see how he defended Mirza? By attacking other prophets. Attacking prophets of Allah. Attacking Nuh. Attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't believe in any of those things. And he's quoting X, Y, and Z. These are red herrings, distractions. Everyone needs to know. He's not addressing the point. If Mirza was mulhim to write Barahin-e Ahmadiyya, and he said Isa alayhi salam is coming back, then Why did Mirza later on say, I'm the Messiah, Jesus is dead, he's not coming back? This is now clear contradiction. And contradictions come from liars. Mirza himself said, Tanako se kalam jhooto mein hota hai, jhoot bolne walo mein hota hai. He's a liar by his own standard. Okay? Because he claims ilham, revelation. And then he changes that revelation later on because he has another plan. So this is very, very clear. These are all red herrings, all irrelevant stuff he's throwing at me. Now imagine, he's the one who wanted to discuss this topic. He brought it upon himself. He cannot defend this topic. Okay? Mote majazi. Now, moth has become majazi too. Okay, when they get trapped, it becomes majaz, metaphorical. When everything goes for their way, I mean, when they think things are going their way, hakiki. Mutawafika is hakiki. It cannot mean majazi. If we claim that it is majazi death, which is sleep, no. It's hakiki. But when a fly dies and Mirza gets caught in the quagmire, no. This is moth majazi. This is metaphorical death. These are the games these people play.
Okay, look, and game over, look, topic no, over. No more discussion over, on this.
Of course it's over.
It's not over. Hear
go
me
by
out.
Rules.
Hear me
go
out.
By
we
rules.
Go by
Khalas,
rules.
My time is up. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.
Let me make one
second
request.
Topic done and dusted.